Chapter 38, A Journey of the Mind. Jake saw the creature disappear, but instead of attacking, the monster appeared inside the barn below. He wondered what the hell the Minotaur was up to. His sense of the malefic viper made him aware that his poisons were being quickly eliminated, hinting at the creature having quite a lot of vitality. Not so much toughness, based on how easily his dagger had penetrated its skin. He didn't follow right away, but stayed up there, inspecting the remnant energy still in his head. Mental magic was some real mind fuckery, as it basically implanted fake ideas, concepts, or signals. It made him see things that weren't real while masking what was. But it didn't work on his sphere or instincts at all. He also could now feel how the energy implanted in his body was slowly being fought off passively, meaning whatever influence the Minotaur used on him was temporary no matter what. This also boded well for the girl he'd seen, as the energy affecting her should dissipate naturally with time. The more complex or foreign the manipulation, the less effective. Jake felt pissed at the memory of briefly seeing the monster as an ally, even if he swiftly dispelled that idea. It was just too contradictory, and he'd quickly broken that spell. But he could imagine some fucked up things a real mind mage could make people do if they were significantly stronger than their opponent. How do I know someone hasn't already infected me? I have met gods. Could they have done something that I have no way of feeling? The thought occurred and was just as quickly dispelled. It might be hubris or absolute arrogance, but Jake believed that not even the malefic viper or any other god in existence could truly fool his instincts. They could fuck up his mind, but they couldn't fuck up his bloodline. Hell, the only real mental interference I should be scared of in the long run is what is caused by my bloodline, if that can even be called interference. Not that I can change anything about it, but try and be aware. Jake shook his head and tried to expel all the distracting thoughts as he kept inspecting the foreign mental energy. It truly moved unobstructed through him, encountering only the natural resistance caused by what he assumed was his willpower stat. While he could deal with the mental interference pretty well, it was still annoying. The damn monster could make his archery borderline useless, and for some reason, as he needed it to remain in his sphere, he didn't even detect the energy that had invaded him during the fight. Likely because it had also implanted the idea that the energy wasn't something worth noting. So annoying. He would get pride of the malefic viper shortly, so that should help. It wasn't going to help him today, but he didn't see himself losing. Sure, the Minotaur was actually the strongest opponent besides the king he had ever met, and without his bloodline, his head would have been smashed in before he even noticed the attack coming. But he had his bloodline, and the Minotaur's power just sucked against him. It was like the opposite of a cloud elemental. Like the path of this stupid monster, his strengths are short-sighted too. Would the mental magic even work on an elemental or a creature with great mental defenses? Or a human who fights using instincts? Well, lose, I guess. He had to admit that the monster's strength was immense. He gazed about and saw a few craters below, with even a few bovines that had died from wayward attacks. It was just the remnant shockwave left by the staff's wide swings, but it was enough to crush nearly anything. If the Minotaur Mind Chief had fought the Thunder Rock, he would have won easily. He was also pretty sure it could handle something like Misty easily, too. In fact, he was happy Misty hadn't come along, but stayed at the fort. He was pretty sure the Mind Chief could dominate the mind of the Hawk for at least a period, making the battle into a 2-versus-1. And even if he couldn't, he sure as hell could make the bird disorientated enough for him to kill it, as Jake was relatively sure Misty wasn't the most resilient to physical attacks. Without tarrying any longer, he summoned a bolt of mana and fired it down towards the barn. The roof blew up, leaving a gaping hole he was able to see through.
"Took you long enough," the Minotaur said, its voice friendly but carrying an insidious undertone.
When the dust cleared, Jake saw the interior of the barn. The Minotaur was back on the stage, but he was no longer alone. He was now surrounded by humans who all stood blank-eyed, staring into thin air. Jake flew down and landed in the middle of the barn, the Minotaur just within the range of his sphere. He also did it to confirm if the humans were actually real or just mental illusions. They were. The bovines in the barn had gone outside, leaving just Jake, the Minotaur, and the human captives behind.
I must admit, I underestimated you, the Minotaur said. You are a champion sent by your race to end my ambitions, fighting for the survival of their species. You are without a doubt the pinnacle of their talents, trained to battle me, but in your arrogance you forgot. I am a king, not a soldier.
The Minotaur laughed as all the humans suddenly drew their weapons.
But I will give you a chance, the monster said, as he waved his hand and summoned a string of rune-like text in the air.
Jake saw it and noticed that he somehow understood what it said. It was a contract.
This is an auction, after all. So tell me, what would you give to free your fellow man?
The monster laughed.
Serve me, and I promise safety for these hairless monkeys and those you wish to keep alive. I am a generous king. I shall allow you a sanctuary to keep your race alive and for you to lead them.
Jake had to admit it sounded like a terrific deal. At least he thought so for a fraction of a second before he dispelled the mental energy in his head, at which point it sounded like hot garbage spewed out by an arrogant asshole who couldn't even keep his own beliefs consistent. He looked up at the creature as he shook his head. You are utterly pathetic, and certainly no king. You can only bully those weaker than yourself, taking pleasure in torturing them while you run away like a scared child before anyone who can challenge you. You can't even stick to your chosen path. Stop embarrassing yourself, and at least die with a shred of honor and dignity. The Minotaur looked at the masked human, confused for a few moments, before his face turned to one of rage.
I am the one in charge here.
He opened his eyes wide and sent a command to his thralls. 10 of the around 100 hairless monkeys turned and attacked the person next to them. With a single swipe of a sword, 10 heads fell to the ground. He had even made sure to include a few of their young. It tended to irk the humans most when he did that. A suffering, or preferably broken, mind was far easier to intrude on and manipulate. Even if the Minotaur couldn't make the human kneel willingly, he could shatter his psyche through killing his kin, whittling down his resolve until, finally, he relented. He had done it before, and it was pure ecstasy every time.
See the results of your actions. Now, kneel or—
He was interrupted by a loud sigh as the human that claimed himself to be a hunter just shook his head again.
I told you, humans are all different.
The Minotaur looked the human in the eye and saw only indifference and a small spark of rage, not a single trace of despair or regret.
This human does not care for its kin, but it led me outside to avoid killing them.
He had skimmed that thought in their fight earlier. To understand the basic intent of an opponent or read surface thoughts was a fundamental aspect of mental magic. For some reason, he couldn't quite read the human's thoughts in combat, but he could most certainly read his intent. He had avoided fighting in the barn to avoid killing his fellow man, so why not bat an eye when they died now?
Very well. If this human does not break from this, I shall crush him with everything I have. He shall be my thrall, willingly or not.
Because while the Minotaur Mind Chief was weak in many aspects, he stood at the pinnacle of mental magic for a monster on his level. Jake looked with disappointment at the oversized cow. He saw the humans die with a single command, and he felt only his anger grow. It kept perpetuating the needless killing. It didn't do so with a goal. It wasn't even a hunt. He didn't mourn those who died. He only pitied them. In some ways, they died the moment the Minotaur Mind Chief claimed them. He took a step forward and appeared right in front of the Minotaur. The monster blocked his blow as if he already knew Jake was attacking, because it did. But he didn't know where next he would strike, because Jake didn't think about it. He just let his body move where it wanted. The dagger flew forward, and the Minotaur was cut on his chest once more, the old wounds far from having healed. Jake felt the mental energy invade his mind, worming its way inside. It was looking for something. An opening?
I will have to kill it quickly.
He kept attacking, the creature slowly backing off. The humans around him also all charged at him, but none of them could get close as they all froze up.
It was a bit tiring, but he would have to keep them frozen with gaze of the apex hunter for at least a bit. Jake pushed forward, ducking under another wild swing. He placed his hand on the stomach of the Minotaur, releasing a blast of mana that sent it flying through the back wall of the barn. Yet the stream of mental energy kept pouring into him. The Minotaur wasn't doing anything other than reading his movements and whatever the fuck the monster was currently trying. The wounds on the monster accumulated as the poison seeped deeper into the Minotaur's body, but Jake felt a sense of crisis grow when he began to feel weird. Jake stepped back, teleporting with one step mile as he drew his bow and began charging an infused power shot. Human and Minotaur stood just staring at each other, less than 10 meters between them. Neither moved, as both seemed satisfied with channeling their skills. After a dozen seconds, Jake released the arrow, and the Minotaur just raised his staff to try and block. He blocked the blow, but the arrow exploded, sending the Minotaur flying back. Jake pelted him with even more arrows, and soon a dozen were sticking out of his chest. The wounds began festering as the necrotic poison did its damage, and the Minotaur had visibly weakened. Yet even as the Minotaur's power waned, Jake felt his sense of crisis only grow. He tried to do the most damage possible to try and kill the Minotaur as his sense of danger practically exploded with warning. The Minotaur looked up at him and smiled.
"Behold the true power of the Mind Chief."
Jake felt a stream of energy unlike anything before smash into his head as 5 words echoed in his mind.
"Wayward journey of echoing reminiscence."
Back at the fort, Silas was sitting in a side room with a psychologist. The girl was still unresponsive, like before, but they didn't want to risk anything. Silas wanted to stay close if he could help with anything, and the psychologist just seemed happy to finally feel useful since he apparently wasn't the best at fighting. The girl began screaming out of nowhere. Silas hurried to her with a startled expression and tried to calm her down. He placed his hands on her head and sensed that the mental energy that was there before was disappearing at a rapid rate. It didn't appear like it was dissipating, but returning. The one who had caused it clearly couldn't keep all these effects active any longer. It had to go all out.
"The owner," he worried,
but he didn't have time as the two men in the room tried to calm the child. The Minotaur Mind Chief felt the confluence of mental energy as the bridge was established and their minds became one. Together, he and the human would walk a journey. In the realm of the mind, or more accurately, the soul, time meant nothing for the two figures that appeared. One of them was the human in a suppressed state, a silent observer, and the other, the Minotaur Mind Chief. He walked forward and saw the memories one by one. The goal was simple. The Minotaur Mind Chief believed that every sapient being had a weakness in their mind, a reversed scale that could be exploited to dominate them. It was hard to hold back a smile as he imagined the human as his thrall, so powerful and not even degrade yet. The hunter was the champion put forth by his race, their hope of defeating him. He would turn their cultivated weapon against them and have him be the harbinger of their genocide. The memories were unnoteworthy to begin with. The Mind Chief needed a trauma, something hidden deeper. He tried to go back to see what had happened when the human was but a child. He had learned that that was where most traumas were found. Yet he was stumped early. The early memories were...
What?
Never before had he seen such a fractured memory, the moments of reminiscence nothing but selected scenes. There were some things, such as the betrayal of a friend or minor scuffles, but nothing the Mind Chief found worth exploiting. No memory worth flaring to life to crush the human. Had another mind mage sealed memories? No, he saw no signs of tampering. Even if the memories were repressed, he should be able to find them, but they appeared just to be gone. Gone or sealed somewhere that even a legendary skill of the highest order couldn't help him find. But as he went forward, suddenly everything returned to normal. It was only the first years that were so fractured, but everything became usual after that. Did something happen during that time that had broken his mind to the level of memories disappearing? Or did someone or something truly seal them away? He did notice that the human became more muted. The fragments in the start displayed a human of action, a wild child with never-ending energy and the disposition of a creature standing at the apex of his species. For some reason, however, that seemed to just disappear. The next many years were more tedious, as the human was hard to recognize. It was hard to compare the muted human he saw with the hunter that had nearly ended his life. The Minotaur was confused. The memories began to feel faded, not in that they were hard to see, but everything had a gray aura. The emotions tied to the memories had an underlying sense of apathy and boredom.
Ah, I found it. The thing to exploit.
The human was far weaker then. From those early years to only a few months back, besides a few sparks here and there, there was not much. No, it would need to find the trigger that made the color return and the world seem attractive to the human again. It didn't take long. In fact, it was the very same day that marked his own ascension that the human had found his meaning once more. But it wasn't right away. The palette changed as the human called Jake entered the vast forest, the world brightening ever so slightly. No, the return came after the sun had set. At a moment of life and death, the world was flooded with light. The Minotaur mind chief felt the human experience what could only be called absolute euphoria. Truly, he had found his meaning once more, and the Minotaur smiled, for he had found the weakness. If what had awakened inside him that day had brought him meaning, the mind chief would just have to take that away. So he dove deeper. He needed to know the exact cause. He tried to move ahead, but some dark spots appeared. The human had entered a dungeon, but that place was full of unnatural voids, ones the mind chief had seen before, as they were memories related to things above his station. It was likely the system's way of protecting him.
No, I need to go back to that night.
He needed to truly discover what the human had experienced. It wasn't as straightforward as just reading his mind. He had to truly find it. Dive deeper and discover the actual source. Discover it and crush it into smithereens, using that opening to shatter his mind. And as he dove deeper, he found that the source was inside the human.
A sudden moment of enlightenment, an idea appearing or a concept understood. Finally.
It was typical. Like a puzzle, it was all about finding that one piece to complete the entire picture. Without the piece, the human would feel incomplete. It could be so many things, depending on the person. Sometimes they found their soulmate or even a specific item that they placed all their raw emotions into. That day, he had found his light, and today the mind chief would take that away again. Seal whatever enlightenment or concept that was deep inside the corners of his mind. Make his world gray again, and his mind open to dominance as he suffered from suddenly losing a large part of himself. It would take the mind chief months, if not years, to fully recover from the wayward journey of echoing reminiscence, and he would lose all other thralls, but it was worth it. Rather than 100 pawns, he would have someone who could just flip the chessboard. So he dove deeper into the furthest parts of the human. It was deeper than the mind chief had ever gone before, and he felt his skill and own mind pushed to their limits. Yet whenever he found a wall, he overcame it as he dove deeper. When he overcame the first, he was proud. But at the 10th, he understood. The human was inviting him inside. Whatever he was looking for wanted to be found, welcoming him to challenge it and attempt to seal it. Truly a foolish human to dare meet him in a battle in the mental realm found within the soul. A final mental step later, the mind chief appeared at the memory. With expectation, he gazed upon it and saw a man. The human himself? The one he had sealed that floated behind him in an ethereal shape? No, it was slightly different. It was him, and yet not him. A part of him that he had lost and now regained, or... The human turned as the Minotaur mind chief gazed into his eyes. The human behind him was now gone, merged with the figure before him. He smiled as the mind chief screamed. The man moved, an impossible act. It was meant to be but a memory, a fragment of oneself, nothing but an echo. Yet it noticed the mind chief, and he couldn't stop screaming. A part of himself that he had suppressed after ascending was screaming at him from the bottom of his soul. It was the set of instincts inherent to every animal on the planet, that faint, primal feeling it would get when confronted with a predator, making the Minotaur Mind Chief utterly aware he was prey. Outside, in the real world, Jake opened his eyes and gazed upon the Mind Chief that slowly tipped over and fell to the ground, eyes wide with fright. You have slain Minotaur Mind Chief, level 114. Bonus experience earned for killing an enemy above your level. Ding! Class Ambitious Hunter has reached level 96. Stat points allocated, plus 4 free points. Ding! Class Ambitious Hunter has reached level 97. Stat points allocated, plus 4 free points. Ding! Race Human, E, has reached level 85. Stat points allocated, plus 5 free points. Ding! Class Ambitious Hunter has reached level 98. Stat points allocated, plus 4 free points. Jake just shook his head as he went over and looked down on the corpse, contempt in his eyes. A fool and a coward to the end.